Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in, 919. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Let's get to the mail sack. You guys ready?
You know, I got a fuck date.
I got a fuck date with you guys today that I...
What?
It's not even a fact. I'm just going to say something, and I can't believe I've become this person.
No.
It's involving animals.
Mail sack.
Mail sack.
Here we go, bros. See what we got. Straight. He's still defending his Game 7 situation in the...
Yeah, that's
Patrick
one.
Patrick had my back.
No, he didn't.
No,
he's
he didn't.
Being nice to you. Patrick likes you. He respects you.
I feel like Patrick has everybody's back.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that if you could argue something to him, he'd be like, you know what? You're right, man. You're right.
Yeah, I'm going to
defend you no matter what you
question.
Do.
I think Paris would defend literally anybody in anything.
Mail sack question. One-way trip. It's just you. 30 years in the past, you know what's going to happen, or 30 years in the future, but you don't know what will happen?
Dude.
Why would anybody go to the future instead of the past?
Well, this is crazy. What's the question?
Wait, 30 years in the future, I don't know, or I do know?
I will read it again.
Okay.
Mail sack.
Okay.
One-way trip, it's just you. 30 years in the past, you know what's going to happen, or 30 years in the future, but you don't know what will happen.
Well, this is really sad because you lose your family unless you go to the future. But do they know you in the future?
You have to re-find your family. You have to, if you want your family back, you got to go re-find them.
Well, are you going 30 years back for like one sort of thing that you like regret you missed out on?
Well, I'm not trying to exaggerate.
Are you going 30 years back and then starting over?
I literally had a dream last night that I was stuck in an alternate timeline and I helped two
future
random
past. Okay.
Like we're talking the 40s.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like the 40s to me. And I helped two people. I said, buy Google and Apple stock. And then I saw them again and I said, hey, I gave you some information, but it's not going to be valuable to you for a long time. He goes, I did the math. I'll be 65 when the Apple stock's valuable. It was a weird dream.
What is happening right now?
I don't
now?
Know. It was a weird dream. I would go to the future because I don't want to not see my family or be a part of them.
You would just have to do it again. You just have to go find them again. How'd you meet your wife?
In college.
See, are you not going to go to Oregon State this time around? You don't want to go be a Beav anymore? You want to choose a new pathway?
If you go to the future, how do you go back to college?
I'm saying if you go to the past, you could just... have the same.
He said 30 years.
Yeah, you go back 30 years.
I was in college 30 years ago.
I'm not saying you were. I'm saying you could still follow the same future.
Not
you would
was
be.
I was done.
Well,
I guess.
Swag had already moved on from college.
Okay, so if I went back,
I'm saying you can still follow the same timeline.
Going on 9 years old if
yes,
I went.
Yes, and you would know everything you know now. Dude. So you would know that you're going to meet your wife at Oregon State. So I have to go to Oregon State. Where did you meet her? Then you go.
Well, okay, but are you a believer in the butterfly effect of how you met and who you were actually brought you versus what you know
I think
now
something
changes
to that.
Who you are. Because I wouldn't be the same person.
I wouldn't be the same person. I don't think it would change who I was. And I would take the choice of going 30 years in the past to just become insanely rich.
Well, you'd have to tell your parents to be insanely rich and be like, trust me, guys. Right. I'm 9. You need to believe
me. Take all
me
my allowance and put it on Netflix.
Buy Bitcoin in 09 when it's 10 cents a share.
I know. I'm rich, bitch.
Man.
I go in the past.
I think you're underrated.
What am I going to miss in the next 30 years? Do I get to come back 30 years? Do I go to the future and then come back?
Think about how you met your wife.
Yes. I met her doing this show.
I don't think it's safe to assume everything happens. I don't think you get the
show. I know where she works. I'm gonna go to the restaurant and pester her.
Yeah, I don't think she likes you now.
Hey.
And now you don't have a radio show.
Woo, hoo, hey, you.
Now you're just an annoying guy at Buffalo
Who's
Wild
really
Wings.
Rich, yelling. I'd say, check out all my cool crypto money. Do you want to come home with me tonight, babe?
Oh, you're a crypto bro at a Buffalo Wild Wings? Now you're the worst.
This is going to end well for me.
I think you're really underrating the butterfly effect
here. I guess my question would be, if I go 30 years in the future, is it just to check it out and then I come back? Do I have to miss the next?
This is very vague.
Teddy is 32 years old now?
Does Teddy exist?
I'm 65. I don't know. I don't want to do that.
I think this is mostly
I want nothing to do with the future.
No. Do you want to be super rich?
I don't want to skip the next 30 years.
Yes. Those are pivotal years for you.
We know why you don't want to.
Yes.
R.I.P. Thoughts and prayers.
Mail sack. What's more demoralizing?
Even you thought that was funny.
What's more demoralizing? Being one of the kids trying out for the basketball team and their coach picks a dog over you, Airbud, or being an orphan and having your new potential parents pick a mouse over you, Stuart Little. I think losing out on the hoops team to a dog would
losing
be more,
more depressing than your
parents. Those aren't your real parents. If they're choosing to not adopt you over, like, foster parents either way.
If I'm at an adoption house, I'm an orphan.
I'm trying out for the hoops team and a Labrador Retriever makes the team over you.
First of all, is he 7-for-7 from the field? You kind of have to understand it if you're 1-for-9.
I mean, he is cooking.
And if you're scrawny little kid versus, pretty built dog. Versus,
pretty built.
I want you.
What's his vertical?
Clearly, he was like a 35-inch vert. I want you to paint a picture, okay. Andrew.
Yeah, paint the picture.
Rocky and Sue don't exist.
No.
You're in a depressing orphanage.
That's what happens when I went in the past. Look at that. I butterfly affected it.
You think you're a pretty good, cute, fat child. In walks a family desperate for a kid.
I didn't get fat till I was older, all right? Easy with the fat kid stuff.
And they're choosing the mouse.
I mean,
they could have gone to Petco for this option. They chose the walking, talking mouse over you.
It's a walking, talking mouse. He's got a car. He drives around the neighborhood. I would adopt it, too.
You want a kid that has a license already? You were right there. You were 10. I'd rather get cut. I'd rather the dog make the team than not be adopted by a family.
Just be a drama kid. Mail sack, is it a conspiracy or is the AP Top 25 actually rigged and they're trying their hardest to keep Missouri and Tennessee ranked so Bama has 4 ranked wins?
All of this is rigged and it's all for entertainment purposes. None of this is real logical.
That's the only stuff that I'll criticize of. Like, I know that Alabama's got a good resume. Like, that is 2 of their wins. And Tennessee's a good team this year. They're a 6-3 team who's only ranked in the top 25 because they're in the SEC. And Missouri, to me, is no different than Washington, USC, or Iowa.
I don't disagree with you. I just think it's Michigan. More about the stretch of runs.
Yeah.
The games in which they had to play consecutively.
Millsack question. What is the most underrated topping on a burger? Mine is fried onion straws.
Oh, I love fried onion straws. I don't think there is one.
Most underrated for you?
There's a hot take. There isn't one. You're going to name something. I'm going to say, that's great.
Because if you go if you use the word underrated, like bacon doesn't count. Bacon's not underrated.
Extra Burgerville sauce?
Extra sauce. Trying to think.
See, I'm more of a grilled onions guy. I love the grilled onions.
Man, on that too.
On burgers and dogs, or just burgers, or just dogs?
On just about anything. A sandwich, like patty melts are fantastic.
I think I like raw white chopped onions on a dog more than grilled onions on a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Burger, I take the grilled onions for sure.
I'm anti-raw onions in almost any situation.
I love it raw, dude. I love it.
And barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce is awesome.
I don't think that's a hot take. There's a Western bacon burger that
exists.
I know.
Yeah, like onion rings are a part of that. Ooh. I love a good onion ring on a burger. Sometimes I'll shove some fries into a burger. Does that count as underrated?
Love
putting fries on the burger.
You know, I did a group of guys who make burgers. They don't do business on the station.
How many of them are there?
NBA starting lineup.
Okay.
And there's that many making a burger?
Yeah.
And sometimes throwing fries in a bag.
Yeah.
And one of the sauce options was A1.
Huh.
Now, I didn't choose it, but I love A1 on a burger.
There's a particular...
I don't know if I've ever had A1 on a burger.
Yeah, one of the particular burger places that offers A1, and that's what I get.
Do you like well-done steak?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't like well-done steak, but if I gave you one, you'd probably put what on it?
I'd probably throw it in the trash, to be honest with you.
You wouldn't just put A1 and just deal with it?
No, I wouldn't.
What's wrong with you?
That's just gross.
I mean, it's not great.
I'll just microwave something.
That's the only, but that's the instance when A1 is valuable.
When you need it.
So A1 on a burger is good. I also don't use it very often.
I got to admit, I think A1's probably my least used condiment of my entire life.
Are you a Heinz 57 boy?
Yeah.
I used to hate Heinz 57.
Yeah, more than A1, probably.
Really?
Last one here. Mail sack for this segment. We'll carry it over. Mail sack, what is the most... I just read that. Sorry, delete. Mail sack, do you keep your phone on vibrate 24-7, or do you put your ringer on when you aren't live on the air?
24-7.
24-7.
Yeah.
I don't...
I'm not messing with that.
If my ringer goes off, it's because I had set an alarm for a nap and I forgot to turn the ringer off.
Yeah.
And I have like church bells that unless, go off.
Unless I'm expecting a call I can't miss and I'm up doing something and I need to hear it no matter what. Like if I'm doing chores around the house or stuff like that, I will specifically turn the ringer on if I can't miss a call for some reason.
I do miss the ringtone era though. That was right in the sweet spot of Dirt and I's.
Yeah, ringtones were cool.
You know, younger, teenage, young adult lives.
The old
was,
flip phones.
There used to be the nice hack. People would go to, like, the Walmarts, and they would find a system where they could download any song.
Right.
And I never figured it out, but there used to be a whole system of ringtones.
Let me ask you this technology question. Do you guys ever turn off your laptops?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I feel like this is a generational thing.
It just
but
dies.
My wife isn't old. My wife turns on and off her laptop every time she uses it. And I look at her like, why are you turning it off? She said, why would I not turn it off?
Don't they tell you not to, or it's am not, I wrong on
I
that?
I mean, you need to let it kind of recycle it. So I turn it off when I get home, like if I start having it up and I'm monitoring email, it'll be up until I go to bed and I turn it
you
off.
You turn it off before
when
you go,
I go
to, bed.
To bed.
I've never turned this laptop off. Sometimes it dies.
That's my thing. I've never turned it off.
I plug it in when I come into work in the morning.
It's kind of jarring to look back.
Do you ever turn your phone off?
No.
No?
I will restart the phone every once in a while just to kind of reset it.
What does that mean, though? What does it reset? Does it need a resetting?
What are you resetting?
Well, it clears the cache.
What, you got cached up? I don't even know what that means.
Watching porn?
What is a cache?
No.
What's in the cache?
You know, the C-H-C-A...
Yeah, I know the word. What is it?
It just
what's in your cache?
It's his junk.
What junk do you get on a phone?
I don't know. He's got an Android. He's a green text, bro. I don't know what
I'm just asking if that's a legitimate thing or if that's just something you've always habitually done. Does it actually do anything?
No, I'm advised that you should do that because I never turn it off.
Sure. You would really rather.
I've never turned my phone off.
You'd really rather save the disappointment of being cut on a basketball team for a dog instead of being adopted by a family. Over a mouse?
That mouse is riding around in a convertible, dude. That's a cool-ass mouse right there.
Do you ever recover as a human if people choose a talking mouse over you as an adoption option?
Imagine how brutal school's going to be saying, hey, why aren't you playing on the basketball team? Well, the Labrador Retriever made it over me. He's the starting point guard now.
What's your conversation if you say, oh, the mouse got adopted and
I'm back to the orphanage. Just go hang out until I get adopted again.
But I think if they choose the mouse, they're telling you you're never going to get adopted.
I've just got to wait for the right parents to come along.
Boy, you're a liar. You'd be a wreck.
We got some more mail sack questions to get to coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, more mail sack time.
Mail sack.
Update, Jonathan Bailey, first openly gay sexiest man alive.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't know that. So I also didn't know who he was until you told me that.
Well, there you go.
Mail sack question. Who is the leader so far in the NFL comeback player of the year?
Oh, actually, I need to look at the odds of that. I'm not good at that. You guys have
can't remember who was in or out last. I mean, and then...
McCaffrey? Yeah.
Might be McCaffrey. I don't know.
It's Rodgers right now.
McCaffrey, Dak, Hutchinson, Daniel Jones, and J.J. McCarthy are your top five.
It's got to be McCaffrey.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Although Dak would... I mean, how many games did Dak play last year? It wasn't a lot, was it?
It wasn't a lot. Five, he's having a good year, but last night was pretty awful for the offense.
It was, but he's having a very good year this year.
To your factoid Tuesday, the offense is McCaffrey or bust right now.
Also, I think we've had this... I remember having this debate with Lockie about... What is your definition of comeback? Does it have to be an injury? Because Daniel Jones wasn't hurt. He just sucked.
That's a pretty good one.
Is that a comeback for you? Does that count in the category?
I don't know. I don't know if they...
Because that's almost like... I view that as like a NBA's most improved player. Like if you wanted to give that to Daniel Jones, what did he come back from? Sucking? Is that a comeback award?
I thought I heard that the NFL was narrowing the definition award, that it was specifically injury-related.
That's what I thought, too.
Or illness.
So Hutchinson, Dak, or McCaffrey all make sense because they missed considerable amount of time.
What about Flacco coming back to the elite level?
Yeah, dude. I mean, hell, Stephon Diggs is far down that list, but Stephon Diggs is having a good year year after all of his boat shenanigans in the offseason.
He's been pretty mature over there in New England.
Putting up good numbers, dude.
Vrabel, man. He's an adult, and he's relatable.
That helps. Mail sack, if you don't put out Christmas decorations, i.e. door wreath, inflatable Santa, anything with a Santa hat, is it okay to put the lights up before Thanksgiving? Short backstory, like Sprague, I grew up poor and was always jealous of the houses with Christmas lights as a kid. And as an adult slash dad, I now go full Griswold with my Christmas lights. I even have a couple of young trick-or-treaters say they can't wait to see what my lights will look like this year. I'm just curious on your take because I'll still put them up starting next week and I won't bring them down until the start of February.
No, I think if you have like right now, and I'm looking out the window, so I don't know what it is where you're at, but like if you get home and it's sunny on a random day,
lights,
do it.
If it's just the lights.
Get it done.
I say do whatever the hell you want, man. Who cares? I say that now. I used to maybe be one of the people that was like, how dare it? Like, what are you, idiot? Why do you have your Christmas lights up and turn them on in the middle of November? Now that I got a kid, you know how excited he gets to see an inflatable in a front yard?
Are you an inflatable guy?
I'm not, but he loves the hell out of them. We have to walk by a house in our neighborhood every day because they had like 15 inflatables up in their front yard for Halloween, and he loved looking at them every day. Every day he walked by, whoa, he loved it. So you tell me Christmas lights are up and you're entertaining my kid? You do you, boo. Why do we police holiday behavior?
Can you pull that whoa? That was a great whoa that you just did as little Teddy ball game.
You like that whoa?
I mean, I you got to take advantage of your moment. So like for me, I actually need to get my Christmas decor in order here. My outdoor situation isn't something I love.
You got to start digging through it.
If I have a good weather day, I will put it up, but that doesn't mean I'm turning it on. Now, if you want to turn it on November 4th, 5th, whatever, God bless you. I'm not really going to judge you all that much. I have a neighbor who has the strand of lights that you put up from the big box stores year-round underneath.
Sure.
And he always has it lit up. It's just the colors sometimes change. Non-seasons, it's like a goldish yellow. People are putting those on their houses more and more.
I'm okay with that.
And then you can change it on the app.
Yeah,
like you can
change
put
the color
red
of the lights
if you want. Yeah.
For the holidays, you got a different look. Red, white, and blue for the 4th of July.
I've actually thought about doing it. It's like $300, but it's the full strand. It goes all over the house underneath, and you can just have them up year-round for all the holidays. You can do whatever colors you want.
I also am a believer of, like, if you find a sunny weekend in November, you get your lights up because you never know what December's going to bring.
You got to take advantage.
I also think if I'm putting in the time and effort, I want to turn them on.
Well, I mean,
like if I'm spending the time out on a Saturday, wasting my whole
afternoon
putting lights up and then just to have them on the house for 3 weeks without using them, I'm going to turn them on.
Full disclosure, I keep seeing a lot of these We hang your lights up for you, signs. And
you're contemplating?
I have a high point roof.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean my house
do.
Is big. It's just a high point roof.
Not easy to do.
I have like a 9-foot lower roof section, and I'm shaking to get up on that. So as you can imagine, I don't get to the high point of the roof.
Let's get a couple more quick ones in your mail sack. What is the thing that you were most invested in that has zero influence on your life, like swag and his sports fandoms?
All right, everybody needs to just go to hell.
That was an unnecessary dig.
He said, I religiously watch the weather for no reason whatsoever. Like the Weather Channel? Because I would say that has a bearing on your life. I feel like you're...
No, I get what he's saying because I have one.
You got one?
I mean, it has a bearing, but like in the grand scheme of what this person's talking about, it's not my profession. There's probably zero future in it for me, really. Right now, it's coaching basketball.
Mm.
I can't tell you the amount of time I'm spending reading,
thinking about,
watching.
Yeah.
Thinking. Like,
it gets you back involved in sports, but you're not going to become a coach.
Don't tell my mentals that.
You could, though. Dan Lanning was a PE teacher.
Now, he was in his 20s.
Sure, he was a little bit of a younger whippersnapper, but he was a PE teacher.
But, like, in my
school,
head, I'm spending
coaching high school ball
a ton of time thinking about eighth grade girls basketball.
I'll definitely be there. I'll for sure be there.
Are you going to coach?
Oh, without a doubt. I'll coach something.
Because you got to be careful sport, here. But... You can't commit too early because there might be another guy who's on Teddy's team, his kid's on Teddy's team, and he's like, I'm actually taking the mantle.
I'm going to be the guy.
You're not the coach.
Yeah, I don't know what sport would be the best to coach. That's all so tough.
It's interesting, the coaching world, because you see the coaches who definitely think they're the smartest in the room.
Yes.
And only their way is the way to do it.
No. We're not doing it that way. No, not happening.
My kid is coached by somebody that coached you. It's very awkward.
Oh, really?
But we've never talked.
My old Pop Warner football coach, huh?
I didn't name names.
Yeah. He was a good Pop Warner coach. Ask him about legendary sixth grade quarterback dirt.
It would be hilarious if he went, who's Andy?
Oh, he knows. He remembers.
Whoa.
I'm a legend.
That's a good whoa.
Next time you see him, ask him. Hey, remember the Pop Warner quarterback?
Was there a lot of woes?
About 20 years, a lot of woes. I was throwing tuds all over the place, dude. Came in against
sixth
Grant.
Grade?
Came in against Grant. Won a big game. Just saying.
Whoa. You were throwing in sixth
tuds.
Grade?
Yeah, we were throwing the ball in sixth grade.
I don't think that's what football was.
Check the stats, bitch. Google me.
Well, I mean, I can't check stats for no box scores.
We kept them. Mail sack question. What's the hardest to resist if it's placed in front of you during a 4-hour show? Donuts, pizza, candy, jerky, chicken wings, nachos, or a really killer mix bar?
They were asking this on primetime yesterday.
So I'm doing a 4-hour show and these items are in front of me. What's
the
hardest
to resist?
Well,
because you brought in candy.
Yeah, you brought in the
I'm
big
assuming
bag
that's
of
what
candy.
Brought on their conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big
discussion
yesterday.
Oh, the candy was yesterday?
Well, that bag was clearly opened and used all of yesterday.
That
so I had to get
point.
It out of
people
here.
People got
to
eat the candy. I got leftover candy. Somebody's got to eat it.
Look, any of those things listed, I could eat a million versions of it, right? Pizza, nachos, tacos. Logically, if it's brought in the office and in front of me, you put a donut box in front of me, I am likely to consume half that box.
Especially with our
weakness.
Time slot.
Yeah, that's the only, well, I mean, pizza to me is a breakfast option, but you know.
I'm with you on pizza as a breakfast
option.
Yeah,
that was Isaac and Sook. They were, cannot, if there's fresh,
if there's a box of pizza in front of me, I will not stop eating pizza.
If you put 2 dozen fresh donuts in front of me and there's fritters and bars and jelly filled, I'll eat 9 of those before I realize I'm way too full.
Live on the air, I'm not doing chicken wings because it's too messy with your fingers.
That
I don't want to mess with
stuck
that.
In your teeth.
Nachos are just like, do I have a plate of nachos? Do I have to grab one nacho at a time? And then there's the chance of spilling.
I have too much germaphobe stuff with
convoluted.
Nacho sharing. It's tough.
Yeah, I would go, if you put pizza in front of me, dear God.
Yeah, I'm going to go donuts on that one.
Let's see here. Do I got one more on my notes? I got one more on my notes. Mail sack dirt. If you're thinking about a second kid, play the long game. Wait at least 3 years so you can reuse all the baby stuff you bought the first time without selling it off. Plus, your first kid will be old enough that you can tell them to watch the second in about 10 years if you leave the house for a night.
I'm living in
Not
that.
Not really a mail sack question, but I appreciate the advice.
I'm living in that. My daughters are 4 years apart, so my oldest can just babysit / watch our youngest, even though she's kind of old enough to watch herself. The problem is your clock, dude.
The clock's ticking.
Well, you're just getting up there in the age ladder, you know? Do you want to be 40, 41 restarting at the baby stage?
It's old, man. It's old. 36 right now.
Teach their own.
Soon to be 37. Time's running out.
I need to know when you're planning this, actually, because the last time we did not properly plan
for
that.
Yeah, that was planned poorly.
Well, the somebody told me they were going to be here for all 7 weeks and just instantly started disappearing.
All right, I'll be out Wednesday through Friday.
I'll be able to help you out there, Sprager. I'm out this week. I'm going bowling. Damn it.
I'm going to make sure it's right in the middle of football season. Right in the middle of a playoff chase.
I mean, actually, well, you did it. You did do it at the tail end of the football season.
I got you to the Super Bowl. You know, I carried you to the Super Bowl.
That baseball player you criticized on our airwaves.
Daniel Murphy. I believe it was Daniel Murphy for the Cubs years ago.
You told him to. No, I think he was the Nationals, wasn't he?
Was he? Maybe he was on the Nationals at the time. Yeah,
you were like,
maybe he was.
Plan when you have a child.
Yeah.
One of the more offensive things to ever air on our
Dude,
station.
It's the playoffs. Get your ass in the lineup. What are we doing here, man?
Some really upset parents texting in.
Not happy about that. The more you learn, the more you learn. There is your mail sack.
Mail sack.
Swag, would you rather be sack. Cut for a dog? Or have a mouse adopted over you, because I still think it's the mouse one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.